Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4352.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My father definitely had a big influence on me. He was in the Navy and he for a long time, over 30 years, and for the first 25 he never took a sick day. He just knows how to work hard, but always made time for me and my sisters and my brother to take care of us and coach my soccer teams, and he was always there when he was able to be there. So that was something that always influenced me, to work hard yet still enjoy life and your family.
What do you aspire to be?
More than anything, I mean, I have two children, so the biggest thing is being a great father. Everything else, I love to have a job that is important, and that level of ambition is there. But more than anything, just be a good father, show my kids I love them every day, and that I'm always there for them, and give them a life that's worth living, that they can enjoy.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I am pretty easygoing. I've kind of learned that you get more with a grain of sugar than a grain of salt. So if an opportunity arises where you can decide to be nasty to somebody or be kind, kindness is probably the best option, because you most likely get your way, and you'll get it easier, and you'll enjoy yourself more by being a bit kinder.
What types of things make you happy?
I love family dinners. I love big meals and kind of a gathering of friends and family and celebrations. Also love being outside and physical activities. I love soccer. I love hiking, running. Pretty much anything that it's physically demanding, I enjoy. I love working in the garden, working on the yard, just living and being active.
What types of things make you sad?
Being sick. My children were recently sick, so that is miserable. Not happy to watch your friends and children, family be sick, and it just does not make you happy at all.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
As I mentioned earlier, my father was in the Navy, so I moved around a lot. I lived in a lot of different places, and I kind of just got used to it, and I've kind of built me to be in that way where I would just want to go and do things all the time, experience everything the world has to offer. I mean, I had the 2-year itch where if I live in a place for 2 years, I get really antsy and ready to move somewhere else and try something new. And you just get used to meeting new people and while retaining those friends that you've had for years. So just new experience and meeting new people. That's something that's shaped me.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I guess willingness to talk to others, to kind of just get to know people on a whim. I guess I developed it because of a necessity. When you move every 2 years, you don't know anybody when you go somewhere new, so necessity of having to meet new people and friends kind of built that attribute in me, so it kind of developed in me, and I guess that's something that distinguishes me from others.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think hospitality is something that is oftentimes lost in modern society. When someone is passing through, offering them a bed and a meal and just good company is something that my family has always done. My parents taught me that, and that's very important to me. And whenever my friends would come over would visit me from their hometowns, like during college and other times, it was just very important that You know, my parents offer them a bed, offer them a hot meal. When my parents would come down and visit me, they take all my friends and me out to dinner, and just that hospitality and that warmth of family and friends is something that's really high in the quality department.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Like I said, hospitality, but also just compassion and willing to go the extra mile for somebody else. If someone needs you to do something for them, just do it. Don't ask any questions. And do the best you can to help them out.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My family's always been big campers. We love to go camping. So spending time just in the outdoors, just eating and cooking and relaxing. Just doing whatever we can to be outside and enjoy each other's company. Kind of away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And just getting away on the weekends is something that's really special.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday. And tell me why this gift was so special.
This is a hard one. This is probably the hardest question. It would have to be when I turned 16, my parents gave me a beat-up old car. It was a 1994 Chevy Cavalier. It was horrendous, but it was awesome because it was my first car. I just got my license, and every 16-year-old, I think, deserves a car, even if it's a piece of junk, which mine was, but I loved it anyways, and that's something I'll never forget.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was a huge sports nut. I mean, I played everything. We lived in a cul-de-sac, so all the neighborhood kids would come out. We play football or soccer or basketball, played roller hockey, pretty much anything we could do after school. Or on the weekends, we did. I mean, we had played kickball. We even played baseball. I don't like baseball, but I did it anyways. Just anything we could do just to pass the time was always very fun.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is The Alchemist. I forget who it is by, but I enjoy kind of like profound fiction where it has something to teach you. Also enjoy nonfiction as well. I'm reading a book about pirates, the true history of pirates. I loved Tuesdays with Maury, and a book called Getting Stoned with Savages about a travel novelist, and he's visiting South Pacific, Fiji, and Vanuatu, and his experiences down there. My favorite literary character is from the graphic novel V for Vendetta. It's kind of silly, I guess, but it's something that I've always enjoyed. And then, of course, I made a movie about it, and it's something a movie that I love as well. So,
what is your favorite word and why?
It's silly, too, but I love the word sweet because I feel like it's very versatile. I mean, everything, there's so many things that could be sweet. I mean, food, drink, actions can be sweet, smells can be sweet, events can be sweet. It's very versatile, and it's kind of a fun word.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
Last book I read was actually, it was in the Iron Druid Chronicles is Hunted, I believe. My favorite character was Atticus O'Sullivan. He's the main character, Druid, who's been alive for 2,000 years. But it's just the last book I read.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
I watched Frozen with my kids, and I did like it. It was very, very good. A lot of good music. My kids sat down and watched the whole thing, and they're only 14 months old, so them sitting down and watching a full 2-hour film is pretty remarkable. So I did enjoy it, yes.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I only really watch soccer and hockey. I watch hockey because it's my father-in-law's favorite, so I always watch it with him whenever I'm over there. But I do watch a lot of soccer. I can still play it, so I do enjoy it. I'm a Liverpool fan, so.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I play soccer every Monday night on the men's league. I read. I play harmonica every once in a while with a couple of friends. One of my hobbies. I still do a lot of running. Run a 10K in the next month or two. I love to hike. I love to be outdoors, kayak, canoe. Yeah, those are pretty much my hobbies.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I am a creative person, but I don't have a creative outlet, really. I guess through making bad situations more fun and just making people laugh through humor, I guess would be my outlet for creativity.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Not really. I think someone once told me I look like Brad Pitt, but that was a long time ago, and I don't look like Brad Pitt at all. So not in the recent past that someone's told me I look like a celebrity.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I think I was finishing up my master's degree, and my twins were born right when I started my thesis. So I kind of tried, my three things in my life were trying to catch up on sleep, taking care of newborn twins, and writing a 60-page thesis. And it was a struggle every day, but it kind of made me a better person, maybe a better father, and made me not need sleep as much, which is always good. But it was just that struggle, and finally getting it done, and getting your final grade back, and just seeing the result of your hard work, and then having a life with two children after that, yeah, it was something that impacted me and made me a better person in general.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
The first big experience would be living abroad by myself. I lived in Ireland for a year. And just that the level of freedom that comes when you kind of move somewhere where nobody knows you. So you kind of decide, it helps you decide who you are, and you're not influenced by other people that you've known for a while. So that's something that's kind of shaped me, because it kind of find the good characteristics and kind of show me the not so good characteristics as well, stuff I need to work on. And it's something that I loved. I enjoyed my time in Ireland a lot. Just the ability to travel, the freedom that comes with that, and just the kind of that love for new experience, definitely something that I really enjoyed.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Would be, again, the going abroad for a year. I didn't know if I was. I received a scholarship to go abroad for the year, and I wasn't sure if I was going to take it or not because of the money situation and. But when they gave me the full year's tuition, so I wouldn't have to pay anything except for my housing, I went ahead and took the chance, and something I really enjoyed, and I definitely think it was the right decision. I think about it almost every day, and it makes me smile.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I took a trip to Amsterdam with my friends, and we went to the Van Gogh Museum, and there's a piece of art there, Starry Night, that's the one that everyone knows of. And it wasn't necessarily supposed to be there. They only brought it back for like emergency cleaning, because that's where they do the Van Gogh cleanings at. And they put it on display. It was only on display for 2 days, and it was one of the days we had went. So we saw it, and it's very captivating, because you can look at it, and at one point you actually can like look through it, and you can get lost in it very easily. And it's something that it's amazing how it affects you, and just the beauty of it. It's not necessarily my favorite Van Gogh painting, but it's one that really captivated me seeing it in person, because the prints of it does not do it justice at all.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I think it was in the fifth grade. My parents took me with them to the homeless shelter. They cooked dinner for the church we went to at the time, and I wasn't old enough to help cook, but I just spent time just talking to the people at the shelter, and you kind of realize that these people, they're not like hopeless cases. They're not drunks. They're not drug addicts or anything like that. They're just people down on their luck. It could happen to pretty much any of us. A lot of them there because they had children or family members in the hospital, so they sold their houses to pay for all the medical bills. It's just something that you really appreciate what you have, and you appreciate health, and you kind of strive to helping individuals in these tough situations. Because it's not due to laziness or anything else, it's just due to hard luck and trying to take care of someone.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would love to be surfing right now. I would love to be surfing. It's winter right now, so I don't want to go surfing here. Rather, like Australia, I think it's summer in Australia right now, so surfing in Australia would be pretty sweet, because it would be nice and hot.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
You know, I love my family, but I see them a lot. I haven't seen one of my best friends. He's from Ireland. I lived with him when I was over there. But he was teaching English in Japan. Now he represents Jameson Whiskey in Vietnam. So I would love to go. I'd love to be with him and just hang out with him. I haven't seen him in, I think, 2 or 3 years. So that's someone I would really love to hang out with right now.
What is your approach to life?
Arms wide open. Just experience everything life has to offer.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
When I finished my undergrad, I moved back home. We were in the midst of a recession, and there's no jobs for me to get. So that was just really difficult. I mean, I worked so long for this degree, and it didn't really mean anything. And I overcame it by getting a job. I just kind of did whatever I could to get by. And I kind of realized that nothing in life is handed to you. You're always going to have to, you know, work hard for it and do the little things to get ahead and eventually be in a position where you want to be.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
That would have to be, again, studying abroad in Ireland. Was very rewarding. Kind of opened my eyes to a lot of what the world has to offer outside the United States.
Who is your favorite actor?
Favorite actor is Daniel Day-Lewis.
What is your favorite dinner?
My mom makes lumpia, which is Filipino egg rolls. Another Navy wife who was from the Philippines taught her how to make it, and she makes it the genuine Filipino way, which is delicious. So I love when she makes it. It's my favorite meal.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
We used to always play, when we were at my grandma's house, we used to always play Life, my brother and my sisters. And I don't really like board games, but I love the game Life.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Make coffee.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I would love to go back with the knowledge that I have now and do it all again and see how my life turned out if I knew then what I knew now. I mean, I love my life now, don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm not trying to escape my life by any means. But just do experience it all again when I was younger and had less responsibilities.
What is your favorite season and why?
I love autumn. I'm not a huge summer, not a huge winter fan. The extremes I'm not a huge fan of. But autumn is great because you start going from shorts and short sleeves to shorts and sweatshirts. And the leaves begin to change, and you look forward to Halloween, which is always fun. And Thanksgiving is just a wonderful time of year in my mind, and I love the sweatshirt weather. So,
what matters to you most?
My family and providing for them is something that's I love, and pretty much do whatever it takes to provide for my family. So,
tell us something that no one else knows about you, unless someone specifically asked you this question.
I think I really deep down wish I was a morning person. My mom is a morning person and my dad is not. That's where I get it from. But I wish I could get up and be happy in the morning, but I'm rather a grumpy morning person, so.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
St. Jude's is something that is I feel pretty strong about. I mean, especially now that I have kids, the idea of something going wrong and all that St. Jude's does for sick kids and their families. But also Alzheimer's. My wife's grandma struggled with Alzheimer's for 10 years, and it's something that's weighs in my mind as my parents get older, and I worry about that. So I guess those St. Jude's for my kids and then Alzheimer's for my parents is something I worry about.
What's your favorite joke?
My favorite joke is really dumb. My brother used to say it to me all the time. It's a man walks into a bar. Ouch.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I would be Aquaman because I would love to be able to breathe underwater.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
Some of my ancestors were already here. I do have Native American ancestry. But most of the German background, they came over in the late 20th century. Late 19th century. There you go. And during the Industrial Revolution and looking for work.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I like my sense of humor most because I laugh a lot, so I enjoy that. I really do wish I was a morning person. I guess I would be probably be just being less grumpy in the morning and wake up ready for the day and not needing a cup of coffee or two.
Why did you choose national security as your line of work?
It was, first of all, it was a really good job. They pay me really well, so I'm able to provide for my family. But it's also very important what I do, the work I do helps help train individuals to protect themselves and keep them safe, and keep the nation safe as well, which is something that's always been important to me. So,
what do you find most interesting about your work?
The wide range of people I work with is pretty interesting, because it kind of illustrates the beauties of America and how there's so many different kinds of people living in the United States. So working with people from different backgrounds is something that I find very interesting.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be, and why would you choose this career?
I've always wanted to be work for the State Department and be a Foreign Service Officer, something I would love to do in the next few years. But it's I would choose that career because I love to travel and represent the United States. It's something that I did when I was abroad before, something I really enjoyed. I think there is a perspective about Americans abroad, and changing that perspective is something that is enjoyable to me.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I would love to see myself as a Foreign Service Officer with my family abroad. My kids will be almost teenagers then, so, you know, just the ability to travel and show my kids the world while doing working a job that is fulfilling would be very, very nice.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
You know, big cook, so I love to cook. I love to cook for my wife. She doesn't cook very much, but she loves whatever I cook for her, she seems to enjoy it. So cooking her a meal and just spending some time on our back deck, and preferably not in the wintertime, preferably in spring or autumn when it's a bit cooler, and just talking and enjoying ourselves.
What do you love most about your wife?
She enjoys my humor, and she gives as good as she gets, so that's always important, because I can joke or tease her a lot, and her ability to tease me just as much is very, very important, something I enjoy.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
I think the nicest thing I do for my wife is something. She is can be very stressed oftentimes. She can just let little things bug her, especially things coming up in the future can stress her out and doesn't make any sense. I can kind of unwind her, get her laughing, and get her kind of put some of that stress away and just relax a bit, and help her realize that it doesn't really matter at the moment. So no reason to get worked up about it.
How did you meet your wife?
I knew her from high school, and then we just met up for a concert a few years after high school and just went from there.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Because I have a bunch of cousins who could not have kids, and they actually went through the donor program to have their children, and it's something that I wanted to give back towards. Also, I do use the money to put in my kids' college fund, so that always helps too. So that's kind of the big reasons to give to when I have family members who took advantage of it. So,
is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
For the recipients, I would say please realize that if your children are going to be like me, they're going to be very adventurous and very active and very happy. So just enjoy that. And to the offspring, please just enjoy life with open arms and experience everything that life has to offer.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4352.